Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on the Grow Your Own Channel 107.5 FM Greenville, South Carolina, the Jalapeno Channel 87.9 FM Sioux Falls, South Dakota, Wilco Radio, Bazaria County, Texas, and numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is fromthetrenchesworldreport.com. We open the broadcast with Trenches by Pop Evil. It is, well... That's right. It's Evil Weasel Wednesday. It's also the 10th day of April, 2019. It's 12:04 Pacific Time. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program, and listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 712-770-5597. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029 and then the pound sign. Again, that's 712-770-5597. And then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign, and you'll have to hit *6 to unmute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. Well, it is currently 44 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the high Cascades of northern Jefferson, and we're looking for a high of 47 degrees today for the Klamath Basin. And I think we're supposed to get snow tomorrow. And hopefully, I'm sure it'll be just, you know, a slight blizzard and then melt away in a day or so. And because most of the snow has been melted away by the rain, and we got flood warnings on the Sprague River, and it looks like it's going to go over its banks, that the water is flat coming out of the mountains. That being said, we're going to start off today. We're going to talk about a little bit about law, and we'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT,
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5,
Micro FM,
Chiloquin,
the state of Jefferson.
Bringing you the word from the trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
All righty then. During the morning here, Mark Schumacher called and asked me to watch a couple of videos put out by a truck driver who had tried to defy the corporation at a inspection station. He's a truck driver, and this guy, you know, he had a couple of videos, and I mean, he, like I said, you know, I did address it in the comment section. It's like I talk about the people out there, that they're madder in hell. I mean, they're not going to show them on the television, but the masses, the fucking 75%, are pissed. They don't understand exactly what's being done to them, but they understand that they have rights that are being violated, and they don't understand how it's always been, when I was a kid, you know, this has been done incrementally, and it was always my lawyer this. I got a good lawyer. Well, yeah, but you don't have a fucking clue as to what you're talking about. You don't understand who you are, what your authority is, or what that fucking lawyer is. And I left a comment over on the guy's video, you know, trying to direct him in the right direction. But Galen had come up, and there's still some things that she said she just isn't understanding. So we're going to go over a few of those things and see if we can get this cleared up. Now, we're going to start with the 14th Amendment. Now, this is the problem. Now, it states, all persons born or naturalized in the United States are subject to the jurisdiction thereof. That is the jurisdiction of the United States. thereof are citizens of the United States. And, okay, let's just start up. We're not going to get it too far ahead of ourselves. Let's look at the word subject. Because it says all persons born or naturalized in the United States. That's with a capital U, United Big S State. So that's the corporation. It's not this United States, the little United Big S States of America created by the states through the authority of the people. But let's look at that word subject. Subject to. Subject. This here is from... this is from an old dictionary. I can't remember which one it was. But the thing is, in the common law, see, they had all these law dictionaries for this professional corporate law that they have been practicing, the admiralty administrative law that they've been practicing, that is a direct violation of our ninth article because it removes our procedural due process rights. And it removes our authority as the supreme authority over the government and the government's subjugation to the people. Subject, as a verb, being a person under one's control or jurisdiction, typically by using force. Now keep that in your head. Now they're saying right here that you're born a person under one's control or jurisdiction, typically using force. And then we go to subject definition as a noun. A member of a state... other than its ruler, a member of a state, other than its ruler, especially, you're a member of the state, and you're not the ruler. A member of the state, other than its ruler, especially one owing allegiance to a monarch or other supreme ruler. Okay? Now let's just stay with this here. Born and naturalized, and let's go to on with it from subject. Are subject to the jurisdiction thereof. The jurisdiction of the United States and our citizens. Now let's look over here at our, it's a Winston dictionary, definition of citizen. Citizen, quote, owes allegiance to a sovereign. Owes allegiance to a sovereign. That means there is somebody above you that is the sovereign, like a king. It is not. It's not your free will. Now let's look at what we're supposed. Let's look at the word liberty, freedom from. See this. I pledge allegiance to the flag, the United States of America, and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice. Liberty, and justice for all. Liberty. What does the word liberty define out as? Freedom from control of subjugation. So you cannot be a subject and be at liberty. Okay, let's, freedom and liberty. Let's see what a free man is. A free man. We're supposed to be free men and women in this country, right? But there's over here in this 14th Amendment, this unlawful 14th Amendment, which is a direct violation of the 9th article, which says the enumeration in the Constitution of certain rights, hence authority, shall not be construed as to deny or disparage others maintained by the people. And what is maintained by the people is their freeman status. Is a free man you own can own property, and you can lowly own property. No one can touch it, especially the government. You know, but of course you have to have a way to settle differences because if there is a grievance, if there is a damage done to another person, that's why we have our common law. That's why the procedures were put into the Bill of Rights for litigating any kind of problem that we have with one another. But the fucking government, they never had nothing to do with, but here over in the 14th Amendment, they're claiming to be our sovereign. And what, well, let's see. And then, and which they then made themselves, like I've said, Title 28, Definition 15, the United States is a corporation. Now, we're not going with this goddamn professional, see what they're running is they're running a business. They're running a corporation. That's what the goddamn courts that were supposed to be our courts, the only law on this land was supposed to be the common law, the people's jurisdiction. It could only be exercised by the people, the power of arrest, and all of it. And this is what we were guaranteed until they, through an act, for a treacherous act that they had in violation of the ninth article. They turned the United States from a republic into a corporation. Now, what went wrong here? What is a corporation? Now, this is not the Black's Law definition that was put together by the attorneys, these professionals, members of the British Accredited Registry, which is actually a private trade union. Yeah, it's on a par with the Masonic Lodge, because they decide who can operate in this field of commerce, and who cannot operate in this field of commerce, and you will abide by their rules above all other rules. Let's look at corporation. An artificial. You listening to me? An artificial. What does artificial mean? It means it's not real. It's artificial. Being. What is a being? You and I are beings. We're human beings. We're beings. I mean, we used to, you know, when we were doing the stuff with the Rangers and stuff, we would describe ourselves as beings created by God, because it was something you could not fucking, you couldn't. It's like, you know, saying your rights were given to you by God. It's like you can't take them away, you know, because it was played under the dual game. Like I said, that's why all the churches had to go corporate. That's why there was a violation of the first article, the joinder of church and state, so that the corporation could take control. And the churches and the mainstream churches, many of them based outside of this, have based, like the Catholic Church, based in the Vatican and Rome. They willingly, I mean, they're probably one of the pushers, the Mormons, you name it. All the churches, you know, they went and they incorporated, which they could not do, because they, the churches themselves, and the government were both guilty of treason for violating the first article of the People's Bill of Rights, which you got to understand about that Bill of Rights, is when it was sent around for ratification, before the first day they sat down in Congress and go, where the First Amendment is going to be, no establishment of a religion, you know, right down the line, this is what it's going to, before, well, any of that happened, it had already gone to all the states, and all the states had ratified it, hence they had agreed that that was the law of that state and of the law of the land. Had they, I mean, the Bill of Rights should have been, because it should have been set aside. There should have been the Bill of Rights, and then another thing over here, the Constitution, a work contract. But the Bill of Rights is the supreme law of the land, because it represents the authority of the people. And the people are the grantors of the authority for the Constitution to operate as a contract for services rendered. Now, let's go to a freeman. What, you know, that was, oh, the freeman or the cause, all them radicals, you know, the freeman, the dangerous freeman, the freeman standoff in Montana, freeman. What is a freeman by definition? The state of being, a freeman is one who is free or at liberty, or who is not subject to another. I think that's what we're supposed to be. Now, can you be a subject under the 14th Amendment and still be a freeman under the Bill of Rights? No. That's why, you know, I've always argued this when they attached, but the people, you know, they were insisting back then, because they knew how corrupt things were. But they were insisting that the Bill of Rights be, well, the reason it was attached the way it was it was supposed to be the preamble to the Constitution. That is, this is the people's authority. This is what you cannot, we're telling you what is forbidden for you to do. Where your power, what power we are granting you, and where that power ends. And it was made plain and clear in the Bill of Rights. We will govern ourselves over here in the common law, the superior law of this land, and you will operate as we direct you, in instances of where your jurisdiction ends, where the tide ebbs and flows. You have no jurisdiction over the land and the people. But that was quickly turned around now, wasn't it? Now, everybody will say, well, they had, you know, the this and that and the Constitution, and, they had the right to disperse the land, and they'd put all that in the Constitution. I really don't give a monk's fuck. The Bill of Rights was, in any contract, the last statements made in the contract is the controller, because you can change. I mean, you can, if you know what you're doing, like sleazy ass attorneys do, you can change the total meaning. You can start out at the beginning with one person as an authority, and when you write it, twist the words and turn them back around, and when you make your final statement, the other person will be the authority. That's what attorney means. It means to a turn, to twist. Now, what they did is, you know, you have two. These are two agreements. The Bill of Rights was agreement among we the people. It belongs to the people, period. It does not belong to no government. The government cannot, you cannot say, I as a congressman, in my capacity as a congressman, claim a right under the Bill of Rights. You just can't do it. You have to step out of that capacity into your personal capacity. And then, yes, as a individual sovereign national of the country, you have every right to assert your rights and assert your jurisdiction, which is your jurisdiction as an individual. As a congressman, you are a servant. As a free national in your private capacity, you are the you're the ruler. But see, this is how the attorneys twisted and they twisted and they twisted, and then finally, you know, coming up with after the so-called Civil War, which was just a fucking, I mean, the hugest smokescreen confusion that was put into place. And I got to believe that the 14th Amendment, what they wanted in the 14th Amendment, was what caused the Southern states to say, well, now we're backing out of this, which that was also in the original Constitution, that the states could just peaceably recede from the Union, secede from the Union, sorry. Which when they said, well, you know, no, we're not, and the people, you see, the corporate elite in the South, just like the corporate elite in the North, owned slaves. In the North, they owned fucking Irish people, and they owned they owned black people. They owned people of every color in the North. When this all was going down, likewise, they owned people in the South, mostly black people, because, you know, it was agriculture. It was, you know, cotton. Cotton was king kind of deal. But both owned slaves. And see, when the people were a lot smarter back then, they were better educated. And like I said, this stuff ain't rocket science. And the regular guy who fought, the 99.9% of the people that fought for the South were not fighting to keep a Negro enslaved. They didn't own other people. They owned property, and they did their own work, and they had their Bill of Rights, and they knew what that son of a bitch meant. It meant what belonged to them belonged to them. Nobody could take it. But down in the North, you see, they were internationalists. That was the apparatus they were going to use to resubjugate the people that had unsubjugated themselves from the crown of England. They were determined they were going to, I mean, that's why the Constitution was written with the open subject matter clauses of the Commerce Clause and the General Welfare Clause, because they fully intended to resubjugate the people. There is no such thing as you lowly commoners being on the same level as us corporate aristocracy, as us aristocracy period, as the monarchy. You're not going to be on an even level field with us, because we've been bred so much. If it was actually, they started out when it was all over after the war, you know, they took all the war booty, like the land promised to the Continental soldiers. If you fought, you're getting 360 acres, sign a piece of paper, freedom and liberty. It'll belong to you. Nobody can touch it. We're fighting for freedom and liberty. We already said, what is liberty? Freedom from control or subjugation, right? So that's what these people were fighting for. And at the end, as soon as it was over, first thing, like I've said before, the first thing John Adams said, we need to declare a king. Because they were still the aristocracy, and even at the state conventions, there were colonies, but the colonial delegations that showed up, I mean, the fucking rich assholes who were King George's men, they were operating under the charter of the king. And they right away, the people who had uprisen on April 18th, 1775, and with the people that showed up, they came there for one fucking reason. They were not going to be subjugated. Their property belonged to them, not to the king. And they were ready to fight and die, and they'd already proved it by Lexington and Concord and Boston, and by running the British out of Boston. They've been fighting for a whole fucking year. But meanwhile, anyway, when they went to the conventions, then they were still the people, the regular folk that showed up. And these people were, I mean, they weren't without. I mean, they owned goddamn farms, and I mean, nice farms. It was, you know, they had created a lot of wealth, and it was their wealth, and it was getting ready to be taken from them. But see, the king, he was determined that, you know, those are my subjects. And the king being the king, and the church being the declarer of the, well, he wouldn't be, I mean, I've heard it said by pretended patriots that this government is exactly what it's supposed to be, because it wouldn't be if God didn't will it that way. And I mean, this is the games that they played with us. But the whole idea here is that the Bill of Rights was the law before it was ever attached to that fucking Constitution. It was just put as a preamble to that Constitution to say, okay, you aristocrats, you handful of fucking bastards who should have been hung for treason, because every one of them had been like George Washington, oh, the father of our country, the one who wouldn't be king. All of his lands were granted to him by who? King George. They all had land grants from the king. William Penn, Pennsylvania. Ever heard of Pennsylvania? You talk about land grants. Grants from the king, and they got to keep all of that, and that shouldn't have happened, people, because it stayed under the charter of the Catholic Church. And see, they kept operating under that charter. It's just like today. They step, these people that are, you know, they're sitting there, yeah, this has got to stop, but we can't talk about the 14th Amendment or that Bill of Rights and everything. But why? Because it's all a fucking fraud. Once we captured this land, it wasn't no longer, we took it away from those who had it chartered. And instead of removing the charter and saying this land belongs to the people, the people will charter the land as they see fit as the proper owners of the property. No, we got to keep the king's charter so that I can have all, you know, there are people like George Washington, he got to keep Monticello. And, you know, the people were, you know, taxed the hell out of by the king, you know, through him. He was one of the king's men. They wanted to keep all their goodies that they got through the king and still pretend like, well, this is a new country. No. The charter was just passed to somebody else. The same fucking charter, and it came right from that fucking Catholic Church. We should have chartered our own lands. If we would have went back to, well, we just now conquered this land. There is no charter. Fuck you, Catholic Church. Fuck all of you, England. You're out of here. And we're standing here, and it all belongs to us. And we will charter it. We will set up, that'll be a part of the government that we set up, that will be a servant to us. It will serve us. But then, see, this is why you had your aristocrats jumping in. Do you think anybody had to go, see, sir, come on, see, could you write us a constitution? Hell no. They were busy doing it and fucking trying to cut your fucking throat right out the goddamn gate in private. When the people came to those colonial conventions, I mean, the little book, it shows them, you know, we want our goddamn rights. Anything you write down better start with a preamble that says we have our goddamn rights. We're going to have our rights. That's why we're fighting. We're fighting to be unsubjugated so that we can own a property lowly, just like that fucking king. And that Bill of Rights puts us on a par with the crown heads of Europe. But when we go to start talking about the 14th Amendment, this is where people start getting confused. Because, I mean, I don't care what it says, past subject. You cannot be a subject and be at liberty. Liberty is freedom from control of subjugation. And you cannot be a free man. As long as that 14th Amendment, when that subject is there, you cannot be a free man, because a free man is one who is free or at liberty or who has or is not subject to another. Then you have the goddamn, it comes down here and it says, privilege you shall, which shall abridge, no state shall make or enforce any law which shall abridge the privileges or immunities of the citizens. Now, privileges, we are not rights. Immunities are not rights. They are granted by a sovereign. And a citizen is defined as one who owes allegiance to a sovereign. Now, this is where the problem is. Under the 14th Amendment, you are a subject. And this is how, they'll tell you, they'll write out confiscation, asset forfeiture law. I mean, they're writing these asset forfeiture laws and just writing it down on a piece of paper, and they sign it as the legislators that you are subject to their jurisdiction, which cannot exist. These two documents, the Bill of Rights and the 14th Amendment, are diametrically opposed. One or the other can exist. That's why I argued that the Bill of Rights should never have been adjoined with the contract known as the Constitution, because they are of opposite subject matter. And I do know a bit about contract law. I've read mountain books on it. I can write a contract. I promise you can't be broken. But the bottom line is, I know, I understand that you cannot have a contract with two authorities in it that oppose one another. If you have two authorities and two opposite authorities opposing one another in the operation of the contract, one has to be the controller. And they said that's why they're making it the preamble, to make sure that it's understood the people's authority is the controller. We are granting you the authority to operate under that Constitution. But the Bill of Rights, what people are forgetting, they blew it on the Constitution. Their contract is null and void. They have breached it. They've committed high treason. Every goddamn one of them, in the creation of the corporation and the creation of the 14th Amendment, they violated the law. It was not legal. It's legal and lawful. You got to get through your head. It's like the truck driver. That's not legal. Well, actually, if you look at the paperwork, we did write it down here. We did sign it according to this piece of paper here. It is legal. And why is it binding to you? Well, because you're a subject to our jurisdiction. But no, I'm not subject to your jurisdiction, because I'm not a citizen. I am a free national. I am a free man. One who is free or at liberty, or who is not subject to another. I am at liberty. That's what the true founders of this country, my forefathers fought for. And they were there. Both of them, from both sides of my family, they were there. They fought for my liberty. What is liberty? Freedom from control or subjugation. What they are doing, people, is that Bill of Rights, because the way it was written, see, that day, goddamn, how they hated it, how the Federalists hated it. You don't need no Bill of Rights. There are no authorities in this document that we could use to subjugate the people. Well, yeah, there was. And the Anti-Federalists pointed them out point on point. It's like when we wrote the mandamus and sent it in. And they send us back a response that says, oh, that's ludicrous. There's a thing called point on point law. And that's how the common law operates. That's how the common law jurisdiction operates. Point on point law. Now we put forth a document point on point. The first assertion in their, attempted action against us was that they had jurisdiction over me, and that I was a corporation. Because they had my name written in all caps, operating as FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. But that's why the mandamus was written. Because no, you fucking don't. And no, I fucking ain't. Was the fucking answer. I told you, I explained to you the law. I established my authority. My authority to exercise my jurisdiction as an American national. And then I put forth the accusations of the violations of the law. And then point on point. I mean, you could go right to it. That's why the paragraphs are numbered. That's why the pages are numbered. I mean, it's called point on point law. And then if you were answering a true, action in a common law court, that's how you would answer it. Here's your first assertion. Okay. And this is if everything was on the up and up. Okay, here's your first assertion in your suit against me, or your allegation against me. Here is my point on point. You say, this happened on this date at this time. I say, I was somewhere else on this date at this time. That is point on point law. And that's how a legal document has to be answered in the common law. And this shit they're doing now, this has nothing to do with law. There is no fucking law, and you got to know it. But, I mean, I could just put down, well, that's ridiculous. And then the judge, well, he's my buddy, and he's an unelected official. He was appointed by my buddies, my bigger buddies. And he just, nope, that's ridiculous. That is not a fucking answer. They failed to answer. That was treason by itself. And then to go on ahead and you know, pretend like they had the authority as in the admiralty to dismiss a common law document, which I grabbed their jurisdiction away from them in the first sentence. How'd I do it? Through definition. I defined, well, okay, you tell me I have to answer and I have to put my name in capital letters. Well, I'm going to tell you what, I'm the guy that's going to, here's my name as it's properly written as a free national, and I identify myself as a free national, and I am going to answer for this straw man corporation. And point on point. And the only point was, the point of the whole, fucking, the point of law that was put forth was you do not have jurisdiction over me. Your corporate admiralty cannot exist. You're operating as an unlawful corporation in violation of the 9th article of the People's Bill of Rights, which is ratified law, was law be above the Constitution, because the people are the authority. And that's one little thing they see. It has been propaganda, even what they taught you in school. And it's by the consent of the people. The power that the government holds, if it was our government, is the power that we delegated to it. It was ours. You have to have something before you can delegate it to somebody else, before you can give it away. Yet we find today. Can I just come up to your fucking car and flash my lights, pull you over, and go look through your car and oh shit, you got a pocket full of money. I'm taking your money. Can I do that? Can I come and take your gun now? Because I think you're a dangerous person. You haven't done anything. You have been convicted of nothing. I can't file a fucking paper. That is fucking treachery in itself. I do not have that authority. Hence, I could have never granted it. And they know this. They know all this shit. They know exactly what they're fucking doing. But see, the problem is you see, I understand the fucking law. And I understand how to write it in fact. And they know it. But that, just like I know they can't get me into their admiralty jurisdiction, I can't get them into the common law jurisdiction. Why? Because they unlawfully, as an act of treason, removed the superior courts of this country. When they removed those common law courts, that's with this 14th fucking amendment here, under that authority. They did it with legislation. Because the Bill of Rights could never be repealed. I mean, it could never even be removed from the Constitution under Article 5. Because Article 5 became irrelevant when the 9th article was put there, and the people said, no, this is how, this here can't be touched, not even through the 5th article. You can't amend it. You can't touch it. It belongs to the people. We're the authority. You're the fucking bitches. We're past bottom of the hour. We'll be right back.
Times are strange, here I come, but I ain't the same. Mama, I'm coming home. Times gone by, seems to be, you could have been a better friend to me. Mama, I'm coming home.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
can't use it anymore. It's getting dark, too dark to see. Feel I'm knocking on heaven's door. Knock, knock, 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 knocking on heaven's door. Mama put my guns in the ground. I can't shoot them anymore. That long black cloud is coming down. I feel like I'm knocking on heaven's door. Knock, knock, knocking on heaven's door. Knock, knock, knocking on heaven's door. Knock, knock, knocking on heaven's door. Yeah, yeah. Knock, knock, knocking on heaven's door.
Listening to the word from the trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM Chilliken, the state of Jefferson. The word from the trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this program on the air, go to fromthetrenchesworldreport.com and hit that donate button. Or you can mail donations to Henry Shively at Post Office Box 964, Chilliken, Oregon 97624. Your contributions are appreciated. I'm your host, Henry Shively. It is 12:41 Pacific time, and that was knocking on heaven's doors about how we feel. Now, we're going to get to the truck driver and how this all applies in just a second. But back to the mandamus that was sent. You know, that is a sworn affidavit. And in the common law, a sworn affidavit, if you deliberately tell an untruth, that is perjury. But I wasn't charged with perjury because it ain't a court to start with. But the fact is, every assertion I made, I backed with law. With the Bill of Rights, that is ratified law. Everything and cites from the Library of Congress when they created Washington D.C. unlawfully in violation of the Ninth Article, they could not go point on point, and they could not charge me a perjury because it was the fucking truth. Oh, we're dismissing this as frivolous. It's ludicrous, huh? Do you people understand what I'm saying? But see that the reason the reason we can't get them with the law is because they've illegally taken away the courts, which was pointed out. That's why I was exercising my personal jurisdiction. You cannot take that away from me. That Bill of Rights stands. It was the law before it was ever added to that as in amendments to that Constitution, and you fucking well know it. They know it. They know exactly what they're doing. That's why when people corner them, they'll try to kill you. Because this is fucking mafia. Like I said, there is no law, but there is. There is for we the people. And it is that common liberty interest. It is the only common liberty interest there is. That's why it pisses me off. Well, you should go. This guy don't want to lose just like Georgie. I guess that's actually what the so-called founding fathers did. They stepped in because the people stepped up because they were not going to be subjugated, and they wanted their goddamn rights. And so these guys, they had a common liberty interest. What was that? That was their huge estates, their fortunes that were in jeopardy because they had failed to keep the people under control. The people had uprisen. They had two choices: to fight on the side of the king or to step in, and they knew that these people, fuck, these people come from the wilderness. They fight Indians as a fucking, that's their occupation. And these motherfuckers will fight, and they goddamn mean what they're saying, and you can't beat them on their own fucking land. Hell, we won't even go where they live. Us aristocrats that live in the goddamn cities, we won't even go to where these people live. It's too fucking dangerous. And they're dangerous fucking people, and they are armed to the fucking teeth. They own their own cannon. They own their own shit. They've been fighting out there forever. That's what they do. They fight. Now let's look at this, you know, this truck driver. Now, this guy here, he knows he has rights. And he knows his rights are being violated. But he doesn't have a clue how. Let's look at trucking. Now, see, in the beginning, back, you know, it was after 1869, but they couldn't jump right in. They worked this all in incrementally. The 14th Amendment was their fucking declaration. It was their declaration of treason against the rest of the people. Us aristocrats are going to rule you, is what they said. But they couldn't come in and start the heavy-handed shit like, we're going to take it. We want all your guns. They'd got the goddamn guns. They'd got them in a hard way. They knew it. It had to be just sneaky, like a turn, twist, and lie, and open subject matter. Like, that's ludicrous, instead of answering a point-on-point assertion. I make an assertion of fact, and you answer with, well, that's ludicrous. Well, what does ludicrous define out as, in fact? Define that for me, will you? Why is it ludicrous? See, they can't do it because it's the fucking truth, and they know it. And this is what they're scared to death of. And this is why From the Trenches is held down. I mean, there is no site more censored on the fucking net than From the Trenches. And I think you guys all know that. But this truck driver, you know, he doesn't understand who he is. He does. Let's look. Like I said, we're going to go back to like the trucking. There's an old movie called, it's a bogey movie. It's called, they drive by night. You should watch it. Old movie. And this is how, you know, like in the beginning you had the freighters, you know, with the wagons and stuff. They were teamsters. That was a team of horses, teamsters. They transported stuff. But operating for yourself. All right, let's say this is how it began, okay? Because the country's growing, you have to have transport. And now you got the motor vehicle to transport with. They had, you know, these trucks. You'll see those old trucks they used if you watched that movie I told you about. That is, They Drive by Night. It's got Humphrey Bogart in it. But you owned the truck, okay? That was your private property. And there was no such thing as you registered. They told you to protect your property. And you're going to register it through the state. So if it gets stolen or something, it's got a number and we can go find it for you because we were looking out for you. Bullshit. They did that. It's just like this Venezuela saying, we don't want your goddamn humanitarian system. We know that let's go back to the Indian. The Indian, you know, it's a very famous saying, white man speak with forked tongue. That's what a forked tongue is. It's when you, well, that's ludicrous. You know, the Indian said, but white man, you tell me that, you know, from Eagle Mountain, the Bear Hill over there is the land of my people for as long as the grass grows and the water flows and there are stars up in the sky. But now your people are moving in and taking it away from us. Well, your land, that's ludicrous. But here, it says on paper that we can't read. And knowing what it says on that paper, it says it will be yours. It will be yours. See, this is where the terminology, this is where the twisters of words, this is what attorneys, that's what their profession is, twisting things. That's why when you read the Mandamus, you guys might think it's hard to read, but it's actually written, that is the clearest that something can be fucking written. If you say something will be, it's just like saying something's ludicrous. You've got to define that will be. Will be what? Will be when? You see what I'm saying? And the only way you can define the will be to say, is to say that on this date it is. That's why old Billy Clinton, man, that's why he played that card. I mean, he was threatening to fucking, what he did, he was busted cold fucking selling ICBM guidance systems to the fucking Chinese. That's why when they started playing that fucking game, that famous phrase, define what is. And they got it right then and there. Well, yeah, you're going to be impeached, but you're going to finish out your thing. And yeah, you got the, and it's on, nothing's going to be about the espionage and the treason you committed that should have put you against the wall. We'll make it about a blow job. How about that? Because they understand exactly what they're doing. They're the ones that orchestrated. They're the ones that made sure your children went through public school. You know, they put out that mammon. Man, they made it so that if, you know, you wanted to buckle down and you wanted to work 5-6 days a week, man, goddamn, you buy a house, you put two cars in every garage, man, you could actually prosper. But the trade-off was that, you know, you're going to pay taxes. You're going to pay taxes on income, which has been, I mean, three or four Supreme Court rulings say you can't tax income. Of course you can't tax income. You can't tax the people. You can't tax me. Well, back to the truck. I own the truck, okay? I own an old, goddamn, it's probably 30s when this movie is made, but when you watch it, you'll see what I'm saying. I own the truck. It's my private property, okay? I don't have it registered through the state, and I don't have a titled interest, just like the land and the houses. The people actually own their fucking property. I own it. It's mine. It's my private property that I'm taking down the public road. That is my right to freely move about in this country. Nobody can stop me. It's one of my liberties that I can do. Now that I take my private truck down to the docks where, like, when say the orange crops were coming in California, and there was notices put out by people saying up in Minnesota, they wanted oranges. Now down in California, where there's a ton of these oranges, you know, they come on the market. I drive down to the docks where the crops were delivered, and there'd be a broker there, a fella there. He'd buy the crop from the farmer in the field, and this is where you started the brokering. Instead of you just buying it directly from the farmer in the field, it's just so much handier to have it all there in one spot because we're trying to transport it out and put it all over the nation. So you back up to look at the boards, you know, because it was all posted because there was people in like Minnesota who wanted fucking oranges, and you can't grow oranges in goddamn Minnesota, but they wanted California oranges. And you get a hold of somebody and he'd be on the phone or the telegraph, whatever. They had phones by then, but before that it was telegraph. And you'd say, what do you pay me for a truckload of oranges? Well, I'll pay you 10 cents a bushel. And so you go down to the loading docks in California where the oranges are plenty, where the crops have just come in. See, they're wanting to sell. The broker, he's already paid. He's probably paying, 1 cent for 2 bushels of them, which is a good profit. It's a fair profit for the person growing them, or he wouldn't have sold them. You know, he wouldn't be growing them. It was a fair profit for him, and all he has to do is grow them and just take them, 3 or 4 miles over to the the hub, the distribution hub. But then this guy here, he'd own those fucking oranges, right? And you'd walk over to him and you'd say, what do you want for a truckload of oranges? Well, this has the guy who paid a penny for 2 bushels of fucking oranges. I'll sell them to you for a bushel for a penny. And you got a guy up in goddamn Minnesota. Now he's telling you he'll give you 5 cents a bushel. And you would go and you would buy and you made a deal. You said, I'll deliver you the oranges, good oranges from California for 5 cents a bushel. This is man to man, just people. Not working in the goddamn, not corporated, not incorporation. Just fucking the fella that owned his private store. It was his Lodial property up in fucking Minnesota. He wanted some oranges. So you would pay cash money for them, and you would get a bill of sale that say you own them fucking oranges. And then you might pay somebody, a lumper to fucking load them onto your truck. Or you might load them yourself because you want more money. But you figured your overhead for your gas, and you know it's going to take you up. You figured the wear and tear on your privately owned vehicle that it's going to take to take those oranges up there to Minnesota, and you figured your trip back, but of course you're going to try and get something from Minnesota that they want down in California. That's how the trucking thing, that's how the transportation of the trucking thing works. But considering you figure maybe you've already working ahead and you've already got a load of something that is produced in Minnesota that the Californians won. So you're going to have a run back and you're going to get, and because the point here is once you bought those fucking oranges and they were yours, they belonged to you, it was your private property and you were in the back of your truck was your private property. And you had the absolute right to go down that road. Nobody had anything to say about it. It was none of nobody's fucking business. They could not tax you because you were an American national. You were not running a corporation. Then the corporation thing came because they had, because the goddamn middleman, those fucking Jews, they had to have a way where they could take the lion's share of the fucking wealth created by doing nothing but fucking putting barriers in your way that you had to pass in. You had to pay them to go down the road. So can they step in? They go, we're gonna make good roads. We've decided we're gonna legislate. How are you gonna do that? Well, you have to do it. You can't tax me. You can't take nothing from me. You can't tax me for my oranges. You can't tax me for going up down the road and selling my oranges. You can't tax me at all. I'm an American national. The only way my private property, which all of it is, my private property can be removed is through the common law court that no goddamn government agent can operate in. It's all the people's private individual fucking sovereignty. It is our sovereign jurisdiction. So after, you know, they start enacting the 14th Amendment, now you get a guy, you get the Jews really involved here. Now you get a guy, he goes out and he wants to buy 5 trucks, 10 trucks, okay? And he's going to go down and he's going to get all the fucking oranges and he's going to get them at a lesser price because he'll take every fucking one of them. You give them to me for three bits. You give them to me for whatever, you know, cut the price. And this is the way it's working today. This is how they remove the private fucking enterprise in this fucking country. Then so he goes down there and if you're gonna, you know, you're gonna run an operation, well, now the guy goes down to get the truck. He's acting as an agent for the fucking broker that's brokering these deals. The truck does not belong to him. It's not his private property. The oranges don't belong to him. It's not his private property. So now the state gets involved because there's commerce involved. Interstate commerce. We made for profit. It's not a man working for himself, because you've always had the right to make your own goddamn money. That's why they could never tax your income, because that's what it was income. It's what you made with the sweat of your fucking brow. And we, of course, we're supposed to have that monetary system where the government minted the coin, debt-free money to operate our businesses. I mean, not our businesses, but our private businesses under. And everything, that we didn't have to have a stamp on any contracts or anything. It was just a contract with my name on it, your name on it, and the signatures of the witnesses. And that could be litigated in the common law if anything, you know, like, should have been, God, these goddamn oranges, these aren't the oranges I expected. You told me these oranges, you say right here in the contract, these would be grade A oranges. That ain't no grade A orange. And then you would have a conflict, but it's not going to the government. You gotta go down and get you a lawyer so that he can go talk to the judge and get you into court and so that you can sue this other fella because he violated the contract that you became the third party. It's like the church is becoming the third party in the fucking marriage of a man and a woman. They inserted themselves, and when I say third party, I mean Jew. And then so finally everything's getting brokered. I mean, today, to buy a car, get a hold of this broker. You have to have somebody to help you buy a fucking car? Yeah, a broker? Everything's brokered. Everybody, see, it's taken away your individual ability to do your own business and take care of yourself. I can't go buy a house. I got to go get a real estate agent and pay them a whole fucking bunch of money. And this other guy over here who's selling the house, he's going to pay him a whole bunch of fucking money for what should be a simple transaction. I come up to you. I want to buy the house. Now let's look at the banks. Now when you wanted a bank, you know, before the fucking international, unlawfully, before the government gave up its authority to mint the money. Now say you wanted a bank. You had to have the authority to lend. And you had to own it. You didn't borrow money from the government or from the goddamn, Federal Reserve at zero interest and get to lend it to me at compound interest of 60%. That wasn't the way it worked. You deposited so much money in gold. You deposited gold into the state treasury if you wanted to open a bank. And then you paid a nominal fee to mint the money, because the money had to be minted at a U.S. mint. It had to be U.S. money, debt-free. There's no debt on it yet. because you're going to pay straight up front, and then that so much money's minted, that's how much you can lend because you have the gold to back it, and it's sitting right here in the state treasury. So that was what the Commerce Clause was supposed to be, to make sure that that's how it stayed. Not these fucking banks coming in with this funny money and this and goddamn debt fucking dollars, where all you're doing is transferring debt. There isn't, and nothing's ever paid for. Nobody, if nothing's ever paid for, nobody can ever own anything. It's just a fucking, it's a giant ball of fucking spaghetti, like I've told you before. But if the bank was running correctly, they were allowed to make 3%. There was no fucking usury. You know, you're not going to go out there and you're going to say, well, for Bob over here, my lodge buddy, he can get a $10,000 loan at, well, let's say 2%. The next fellow that walks through the door, oh, he's just one of those commoners. He's one of the subjects. You know, we're going to have to compound your interest. You're going to have to pay off the interest before you can start paying off the loan. So we're going to compound it again. And when it all comes down to it, hey, you're paying 60% fucking interest on a fucking loan. You see what I'm saying? It was antitrust laws. The government protected you. That's what they were supposed to be there for. That's why they were the ones that were going to mint the money and make sure it was silver and gold. There was no debt attached to it. So if you wanted to go, you wanted business trucking, you went and you made a loan at 3% from the bank that had the money to back it in the bank. They couldn't monetize it and say, now I got three more dollars. That makes nine. I lend out nine. No. You could only lend out what in your whole operation, and you had to keep books. You could only lend out, get up to the point of what you, the state treasury held in gold that you had deposited there so you could have a bank. There was going to be no usury because that was regulated. That was something the government was supposed to regulate. And that's what interest rates could you charge? And you can't charge this guy over here. Well, he's a Brother Mason, and he's worked his way up. He's got five trucks, and this guy's only got one truck, so he gets a lower interest rate. No. That unlevels the playing field. But anyway, you'd go down and you'd borrow your money to get your truck at 3% interest and enough money to get you going so you could get a load and get rolling down the road, whatever it took to get you going. And pretty soon, because you owned everything, there was no Jew stealing, you know, a broker here, a broker there, a broker on the other end, taking the lion's share of the fucking money for the transportation of the goods to steal what was yours. It all belonged to you. Now you were responsible for yourself. Now your tire went down, you got a bad tire or you had a breakdown, you had to pay for it. And people saved their money. And they say, yeah, but they were supposed to be in the bank. It could go into the bank and you could actually draw interest on it because you could draw 3% interest too, because you got as much right to interest on your money if the bank's going to use it. Cause then the bank can buy more gold and deposit it with the state treasury. Then they can lend out more money. That's how it was supposed to work. And we've seen how it's turned out. This is all just one big fucking fraudulent scam. The Department of Transportation is one big fucking scam. It cannot exist. There was never no authority for such a thing because it would remove your common law right to own a lodeo property and to do private enterprise. And see, it used to be not that many years ago, if you ran a gas station or something, if it was family working for you, you didn't pay no goddamn, employee taxes or anything like that. It was family, you know? It was private. The difference between private and public. And then to say this guy, and once they finally got their foot in the door, these brokers, and then it'd be 20 trucks. And pretty soon the guy who had just one truck, he couldn't compete because he couldn't go there and he couldn't buy a goddamn, load of oranges, you know, at the whatever price they were going for, because this other guy, he had 10 trucks. He'd take them all if you'd sell them to him at this cheap a price. And it's always been mammon. It has been mammon that decided the day. It has been mammon that led us to this, what we're living through today. And what that trucker just doesn't understand is that, when you walk into their, when you step into their jurisdiction, you don't have to. If you know who you are and you know how to claim your fucking rights, it comes down to what it always comes down to at the end of this program. Either you are a fucking subject, and you are a slave, and you will do what you are fucking told, Are they, and then this is being dictated through a fucking force too, because they have their standing Blackwater Army ready to enforce their dictates on you through that illegal, fraudulent 14th Amendment, through their illegal, fraudulent, corporate, aristocracy, through their illegal, fraudulent, monarchy. See, so you got two choices. This is what's left. This is what's left after all the shit settles and all the talking's done. You're either going to be a subject or you're going to be a free man, which is exactly what our true founders were facing at Lexington and Concord when they said either that son of a bitch owns me and owns everything I own that I've worked for, or I own it. And he's coming to take my fucking guns to make sure that I can't even defend it. And that's when the fucking bullets started flying. Anyways, guys, we've more than made the top of the hour. We will be back tomorrow at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern for another broadcast of the Word from the Trenches. And I hope everybody learned a little bit today. I mean, to me, it makes perfect sense. But I understand. When I first started trying to figure this out, everything just seems just so complicated. But once it's broken down, and if you can just understand the basics, then you can see it. You should be able to see the reason people can't go defend themselves. Well, I can't defend you in the court. I can't speak for you in the common law. You have to speak for, I can sit beside you and counsel you, but you better understand what you're fucking doing. You have to know who you are and what your authority is, or else how are you going to assert it? I'll get a lawyer. A lawyer cannot assert common law authority. He is a professional. He is an esquire. He is a member of a private closed union. Okay? Trade union. It's all commercial. It's commercial courts. And the commercial courts deal with the fucking litigation of money, mammon, not with rights. The rights, that's why it was always, I mean, that's why the Bill of Rights was put there. We, the people, will live in the common law, where money will not rule us, where people will not form collectives and cliques and shit and rule over us and take our wealth and parasite off us. Anyways, I mean, keep a stiff upper lip and keep learning. That is the word from the trenches.